and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Of course, as we ease into another day without Mahoney, who is just, you know, being cautious, sleeping 21 hours a day, whatever it may be, he's feeling a little under the weather. He's just being cautious. You know, obviously, this time of year, pretty precarious with everything going on in the world. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, we hope he feels better soon, but let's get things going. Some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Audrey?
Let's go with some good news.
Some good news. Okay. A boy from Wisconsin. He had to be rescued by firefighters after getting his head stuck in a cat scratching post.
Oh, no.
Who hasn't been there?
It's in Waukesha. The Cynthia Olson posted photos of her son's rescue by the Cat Spotting Society on Facebook.
Oh, no. That's embarrassing.
How many members are in that?
How do you ever resurge from that kind of embarrassment with
the kids? Olson said her son had to be removed from the post by the Waukesha Fire Department. According to Olson, the firefighters got a kick out of the situation and did a phenomenal job saving the boy, but I imagine that you're right. This is going to be pretty hard to recover from at school. I mean, kids are already so mean. But if you get your head stuck in what's going to be called a pee post by all the kids at school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe he could just start making the argument that he was just like practicing.
Practicing.
On your mama. That's like what 13-year-olds say, right?
Yeah,
lots of
like
yo
that.
Mama jokes.
Save it for the Cat Spotting Society group on Facebook. On,
those jokes will kill. So some bad news today.
I know, it's
as well.
Weird when she chooses the good news.
I know, sorry. I was just trying to
And the good news isn't really that good today, so I'm sort of hoping to just kind of limp into that after we got through the bad news. But let's be honest, I'm glad we saved the best for last because the bad news today is far more entertaining.
Oh, great.
A woman got arrested after attacking a police officer over her pig being impounded. Yeah.
This sounds like something that would be on the Redneck Report.
It does. This is from Hooks, Texas. Never been sure. It's lovely. Officer Cole Ogden and two other works employees were attempting to corral in a stray pig in the streets. The animal had been subject to numerous citizen complaints. Ariana Swenson, 34 years old, had been warned multiple times to keep the pig put up.
Put up the pig.
Put up the pig.
That's the
woman.
Actual quote. Keep the pig put up. As Ogden and Public Works employees were attempting to detain the pig, that's when Swenson decided to charge at the cop, shoved two officers in an attempt to get them away from the wayward pig, and disregarded orders from Ogden to step back and let us do what we had to do. Swenson allegedly took a swing at the cop with a closed fist, hit him in the face, has been charged with assault on a public servant, faces 2 to 10 years in prison if convicted. And her husband, whose name is Aaron Caleb Swenson, 37, is currently being held in the Bowie County Jail with a bail set at $1 million.
Whoa.
He is an alleged member of the Boogaloo Boys.
Keeps on getting better.
And he allegedly live-streamed himself on social media in April, driving in the Texarkana area searching for people to murder.
See, this is why they don't want to put up the pig, because the pig is also secretly a member of the Boogaloo Boys as well, and they cannot be contained. You can't contain the Boogaloo Boys.
That pig and them Boogaloo Boys, you're supposed to keep them put up.
Put them up.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So Delta's out here just being a great company again. Normally, I don't like to sit here and tout how amazing corporations are because generally they aren't. But man, Delta, we've talked about it a lot, especially during this pandemic. It's been tough on the airlines. And there was a statement from the CEO of Southwest Airlines saying it'll be well into next year, like deep into 2021, before they actually have a what they call a revenue flight where they're actually making any money because they've lost so much over the course of the pandemic, and that continues. But Delta is out here thanking their employees for everything they've done during COVID-19 by hooking them up with free travel. The CEO said every employee who worked or took a leave in 2020 would receive 2 passes for travel worldwide. I hope these passes will help you in your own healing as we move into the future, whether it's to connect with family, experience a brand new part of the world, or embark on an adventure with a loved one. The passes do not expire and are available to the 40,000 Delta employees who voluntarily took unpaid short or long-term leaves of absence to avoid the involuntary furloughs.
Wow.
Again,
that is so good.
Not necessary for Delta to do this, but they're doing it, which is why I like Delta. They're constantly doing things they don't have to do, and they're looking out for their employees. And this is a really cool thing, right? I mean, you think about how much this year has sucked, right? And especially if you're in the travel industry, the tourism industry, like there's a couple of industries that have just been absolutely decimated. Mm-hmm. And you were forced to take some time off, whether it was paid or not, it sucked regardless, right? The idea, though, that once we're through this, which it's coming up, like we know the vaccine's on the way, that you have something.
It's in the horizon.
You actually have something to look forward to. And you go, you know what, next 4th of July or Labor Day or whatever it is, let's plan a trip to that one part of the world that we've been wanting to go to. That's actually something to look forward to and pretty cool. And by the way, it's free. And if you don't want to do it in the near future, the passes don't expire.
And I think that best part about the story, though, is that while we have Southwest Airlines and we know, like you said earlier, travel has just tanked for the most part. So we can't just sit here and assume that Delta is just not doing the same. They're not also doing the best that they've ever done in 2020. Like, who is?
Of course
not. And they're still doing this.
Yep. Here's some good news if you are traveling for Thanksgiving, because a lot of people still are traveling. We've seen those numbers, you know, 1 million people through the airport on Sunday and 3 million over this past weekend. I imagine that the airports are still full right now. But if you're opting to drive for Thanksgiving, U.S. gas price is the lowest in 5 years.
So like a dollar the other day.
A dollar?
Like $1.86.
No.
Yeah, $1.86. Get out of town.
That had to be one of those like scam ones where you pull up and they're like, oh, but it's $4 to use your debit card.
Exactly.
You're like, eh.
Oh, man.
Or after a $60 purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
If you sign up for our credit card. No, the national average is $2.11 per gallon for regular gas, which is the lowest it's been at this time since 2015 when the average was $2.05. AAA projected a 10% decline in Thanksgiving travel, but only 10%. With rising coronavirus cases and federal recommendations against travel, it could mean an even greater decline, but we have not seen that yet.
I am seeing a lot of people who are choosing and have over the course of the last few months to travel via car.
Yeah.
And almost kind of treating it as what we used to do as kids, cross-country road trip type of thing. Like, it doesn't matter if it's like 12 hour of a drive.
We took the kids out for an RV trip this year. We'd never done that before. I didn't know how to drive an RV. I drove an RV.
But you learned.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I can't believe I didn't wreck that thing. It's a big ass.
I can't do road trips, man. I don't have a butt, so I can't sit down for more than like an hour.
But you got a new car. I bet it feels nicer.
No, it doesn't.
Do you want me to get you some butt implants for the holidays?
I may need some.
Oh my gosh.
A Brazilian butt lift, baby.
Use that money that you're saving on all that gas.
I will.
Some butt, man.
I'll save the money from the gas for your ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why does Mahoney get to stay at home? He's not even sick. I mean, he's sick in the head, but you know, not physically sick. And plus, he's not as mentally sick as Audrey, so what the hell?
Message deleted.
That is actually really funny.
Put the knife down, Audrey.
Why is it so dull and rusty? Mahoney has been feeling a little under the weather. He doesn't have the traditional COVID symptoms or anything. Not worried about that.
He's
but
sleepy.
He's just, he's just feeling a little under the weather. And I think this time of year, it's pretty confusing for a lot of people because you have Thanksgiving that's going on. And so everyone's worried about, you know, if they are getting together with family members, you know,
taking the extra steps.
Are you sick?
Yeah.
But do you have COVID or do you just have like a little cold? You know, I mean, it is that time of year where, you know, the weather's kind of bouncing all over the place. And so we hope that Mahoney feels well. But I guess if he was going to get sick for a week, this is the week to do it, right?
It is.
Yeah.
So at least that's smart on his part.
Because his parents and his family are actually quarantining themselves, right? He said that the other day. So, I mean, he wasn't planning on going over there in the first place. So it kind of eliminates the bummer a little bit, knowing that, let me go ahead and quarantine because I can't see him anyways kind of feeling.
I feel like he is built for this, though.
Totally.
Any time where he can lay on the couch for an entire day and sleep. You said his wife told you that he slept for 21 hours.
21 hours, which I think technically constitutes as a coma.
I think that's a day.
At least a hibernation.
Yes. It's got to be something. But how is that even possible?
I don't know.
Because he eats a lot of cheese, so it clogged up a lot of spots for him.
He did post one picture yesterday, and it was just of a bag of cheese that he was eating by the handful while sitting, I assume, on the couch.
That is what bears do in the wild. They constipate themselves during hibernation so they don't have to use the restroom.
Do they really?
Yes.
They
usually with twigs and leaves and things, but in Mahoney's case, it's
bag of
cheese.
Bag of shredded cheddar.
I know when I'm sick, that's my go-to dish. Yes, a bag of cheese.
Yeah, just a whole bag of cheese.
I hope he gets better. I really do.
What's that? That's the equivalent of him cooking for himself, by the way. Just walk over to the fridge. actually get something out as opposed to ordering food, and it's just a whole bag of cheese. My
Betty Crocker.
My guy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Basically, monitor big tech mergers and how our personal information is traded amongst them, because they got it from us for free.
Message deleted.
Yeah, because we wanted to link up with other people on Facebook that also love the show Modern Family. You know, like, yeah, all of the information, the websites that we visit, it's all tracked.
Absolutely.
They know your shopping habits, where you're spending money, everything.
I saw a viral video the other day of somebody, because you know the PS5s have dropped or going to be probably, probably all sold out now, but same with the Xbox One S or X or whatever it's called. But there is a video going around where somebody went up to their girlfriend's phone, was going PS5, 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 so that she would just start getting ads for PS5s on her phone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's a good move.
It's a brilliant move.
I like that.
I don't know if it's going to work, and I just did it to myself, so that kind of sucks.
I made the mistake of joining my high school's alum Facebook group.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. It was so bad. So bad. But I liked a comment about a old hot dog place that used to be by the high school, and now I'm getting nothing but ads for hot dogs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just from
just from liking the comment about hot dogs.
It probably saw hot dog. Like, I'm surprised you didn't get anything for Pornhub.
I get a lot from them.
No.
I just choose not to talk about that.
You don't have to advertise.
Wait, how did we not get ads for Pornhub on, like, Facebook
because
and things?
Because they don't have to advertise. Because you're going to go there anyway.
Exactly. You were already there.
Yep.
True. Like 2 seconds ago before I liked that comment about a hot dog.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I just met this girl. We kind of ended up back at her place. And she kind of passed out. And I'm just kind of wondering, how many rolls of toilet paper should I take? Should I tip her and put one on the side of the bed, you know, on her nightstand, tell her thanks, leave a little note with it? What do you think?
Message deleted.
This is a horror film. Just this is not sexy music time. That was like Michael Myers terrifying. He was like whispering scary. I hated that.
I thought that
she passed out. And should I start stealing things from her home?
I thought he meant that he was going to leave her toilet paper to thank her.
He said, how many rolls should I take? He was going to burglarize this.
He was to burglarize her.
Kind of passed out. I'm just kind of wondering, how many rolls of toilet paper should I take?
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Right, tip her and put one on the side of the bed and on her nightstand. What do you think? Message deleted.
I think you should go seek therapy, sir. Like, you have some problems. The first thing that you think of whenever you see a passed out woman is you want to start thieving from her
toilet paper. Also, he just met her and they ended up back at her place and they banged it out, and then
maybe they did it. Maybe
she fell asleep.
Maybe she was bored.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I kid you not, a moment ago here in the studio, Audrey was showing me some of her favorite TikToks. There's all sorts of different like verticals as to whatever you're interested in. You can go find it on TikTok.
Exactly.
Still not going to get me on TikTok. Not a chance. Zero
possibility. I'm not trying to swoon you into the TikTok land. I'm just saying that like it's kind of like an Explore You page where you can find a lot of really good and funny things on there.
Well,
maybe eventually.
Snapchat. I can see you taking off on TikTok, Dave.
I think Dad TikTok wants to see what Dave's TikTok, about.
Yeah,
corner that market.
You want to see me changing out some light bulbs? Oh, that air filter needs to be swapped. I got you.
Oh my! Would your wife be okay with that if you legitimately wanted to be like a TikTok star and she just had to film you all the time doing stuff with your kids?
I would be okay with it if my wife was okay with it.
The thing is that there's a whole genre of dad TikTok.
No, I get it. It's just
we
not
just
for me.
You just change a light bulb
I need you to teach me, Dave. Teach me how to change a light bulb.
Yeah, some people don't have dads, and it really is heartwarming.
Audrey, you were so on board with the whole social dilemma thing.
I know,
and you have
for 15
fallen
minutes.
So hard back the other direction where you actually started another app that you spend so much time on.
I did, but it's because I really don't spend time. It's like I'm changing out my drug.
Really?
So I'm swapping one addiction for that.
If I look at the time spent on your Instagram app this week, what do you think it would be?
Oh, no, Instagram's still high.
So what did you drop off of then?
Twitter.
I see you on Twitter a lot.
Yeah, what?
A lot.
A tweet a day. Don't even come from my throat right now for that. It's like a tweet a day.
All right.
Okay. They tweet bi-weekly.
All right. So Snapchat still in the bubble for you?
No, that's been gone for a long time.
So they're now doing the things that are competing with TikTok as well with their little reels. But Snapchat is going to give users $1 million a day for the most entertaining clips, which all of a sudden is interesting.
I might get back on Snapchat.
It's a new feature called Spotlight, which is a major change to how they find content on the platform. As always, we like to celebrate and reward the creativity of the Snapchat community. Snap will distribute over $1 million every day to Snapchatters who create top snaps on Spotlight, at least through the end of the year, the company said.
Meh. I don't think it's going to save them.
I don't think so either.
They're gone. See you later.
Yeah, so Snapchat is promising that any video that gets big, about 100,000 views in a day, will receive its share of the cash. But the idea is that it's trying to draw people back to the app.
Forget about it. Bring back MySpace. It's the one thing I want so badly.
You just want music in your profile.
I do.
That's all you want.
I do. And I want to be able to like do the HTML code. I just want the HTML code that I can put it on there so that nobody can turn it off too.
Yeah, like you just want a time machine in 2004 when MySpace and Von Dutch is cool.
It's whenever my happy moments were. And 2020 sucks, so I just want to go back to
2004. How old were you?
How old was I? Ian, how old were we? I don't know.
It was 16 years ago. You were like 11.
No.
Yeah, and who says if I could go 14, back in time, 13, I'd go to 2004.
Yeah.
Because I was going to the grocery store. My mom was buying my stuff. Okay. I didn't have to pay rent.
Man, I spend like all day every day with you. You got a pretty good life right now.
I do. But really.
You got a beautiful husband.
I have a beautiful husband.
Job that you seem to like Dave, most of the time.
Keep telling me this.
You're in the best shape of your life. Like, what's the problem?
Dogs
here?
Are adorable.
You want to go back to 2004 when you're standing next to your mom and she's picking out produce? Like,
I don't know. It's my inner child screaming, I guess. I don't know. No, but the Von Dutch, I'm fine with it. Just let that come back in my life.
It did. You bought it.
For a day.
Yeah, I know.
And then I got roasted.
Yeah, I know. And then you refused to wear it since. Like, if you're going to commit, you got to commit, right?
All my confidence.
Well, it's purple. We'll bring it back in the spring.
So, obviously a lot of people going through it right now because of COVID. And there was a guy that went into a restaurant in Ohio, and he knew that they were closing down because of the pandemic. And he bought himself a single beer for $7. And he left a really good tip as a way to say thank you to the bartenders that were working and to help them get through. He left a $3,000 tip.
Whoa.
On a $7 beer.
I hope it was cash. That's all I think of whenever that happens.
No, but
she's going to have to pay taxes on that.
The guy from the restaurant chased him out because he's like, hey, man, you made a mistake. And he said, no mistake. We'll just see you when you reopen. A $3,000 tip.
Amazing.
He was already drunk when he went in, wasn't he?
Oh, for sure.
Because also I saw the receipt that he filled out with the $3,000 tip, and he screwed up the math where he was going to put $3,700 instead of $3,007, and he had to scribble it out a little bit.
Yeah, he was hammered.
Yeah.
We all get like that. We all get a couple drinks in us, and the next thing we're throwing money at whoever it is.
I mean, $3,000 though. That's
not that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
And also, Audrey. So he didn't have it in cash, but imagine if he did. That would have been
a boss move. Right. Keep the change, honey.
But then you never get the Facebook love, right?
Oh, true. You're right. You got to post the receipt.
I would post a wad. What do you mean? Yeah. Then I get robbed.
Exactly. Of everyone here, you're the biggest Jeopardy fan, without question.
Oh, I love Alex.
Ken Jennings is going to be the first interim host, though. So I don't think that they want to jump in and name a new host yet because things are, still a little early for that.
Seems
but,
a little quick.
Ken Jennings is, would you call him the heir apparent? I mean, there's been some other celebrity names, the George Stephanopoulos, which is a terrible idea.
Stephanopoulos, just because he sat in the writer's room for a while with the Jeopardy people doing the questions. So he knows the formula, but I think Ken Jennings is best fitted for this just because of his experience on the show.
Right. Well,
he's already done it.
He's the one that's most synonymous with the game other than Alex Trebek, right?
Right.
I mean, Jeopardy James had a run there.
James Holzhauer, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, Jennings beat. I feel like whenever you are the Jeopardy champion of even the champions.
Like when you win the title of greatest of all time.
You deserve. That's like the next step is the throne.
Yeah.
Once upon Alex Trebek. Like, there's no other.
And it's not like trying to replace him. Like, if they put George Stephanopoulos in there, it's sort of like you're trying to replace Trebek. And maybe, I mean, Stephanopoulos obviously has, decades of television hosting experience and would be great in that way. But Ken Jennings is very synonymous with the game. I like how they're doing the soft launch, though. Let's try it out. He's an interim host. Let's see how it goes.
But this already happened once before, correct? Alex was probably going to assume it didn't really come out that he was sick, but I'm going to assume he was going through treatment. And he did great then.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love Ken Jennings whenever he is behind the podium as a contestant.
Yeah.
And he always draws his name in cute little quirky ways.
Yeah, isn't that
great? Just love him.
I love that too.
Audrey has a thing for podiums. Wow, look
at
that.
I do. Especially
Ken.
Ken.
Yo! Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
There's something magical about being in a fast food restaurant because you know at any time, things can go off the rails in a hurry. And in this case, they did. We're trying to figure out which one of the fast food restaurants that I'm sure we've been in before was the host to these wonderful freakouts. So what's going to happen here is Ian has the setup for us, and then I'll go ahead and play the audio, and then we'll make a guess. I'm totally in the dark on this. I have no idea which fast food restaurants these freakouts happen in. There are little clues in the audio, though, so both you and I, Audrey, will ring in when we think we know the right answer. Ian's going to be reading these off for us, but again, little clues. Sometimes it's the echo. Sometimes you can hear like a fryer in the background.
Exactly.
Other times there's little things that are being said. So what do we have as our first clip here, Ian?
All right, so clip number one. This is a woman who is very upset that a menu item is unavailable.
Okay.
Upset that the item is not available.
Here we go.
If something's on your menu, then make it available. If it's not available, then by the way, this is not available. 6 years, I moved in upstairs 6 years ago. 6 years ago. And 6 years, you have done the same thing for 6 years.
6 years they've been doing this to her.
Okay,
she lives above this restaurant. Does she live above an Arby's, a Subway, or a Jimmy John's?
Audrey. I'm going to say it's a Subway.
That is correct. Audrey,
really?
On the board.
What were they out of at Subway, and what have they been out of for 6 years?
Meatballs.
Meatballs?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I love a meatball sub.
Oh,
that's like
too,
the only one I'll get from Subway, to be honest.
So
meatball.
Good.
Mm, yeah. So good. All right.
I prefer to be the meatball dom, but whatever. Yeah.
And then the meatball
sub. Give
the
woman some balls, please. All right. Audrey, on the board with one. On to clip number two. Now, this is a fight in a drive-thru lane.
Oh, beautiful.
Awesome. Love these.
Love it.
Oh, here it goes. It's going. He touched his kid, that's what happened. Look, he's lost his pants right.
All right, what did he lose his pants for? Was it In-N-Out, Popeyes, or KFC?
Dave.
Audrey.
Dave.
It's gotta be Popeyes. Like, that crowd was so big.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Get out of here, Dave.
Okay, so we options.
Oh, wait, no, I know the answer.
It's In-N-Out or KFC, Audrey.
Oh, no, I'm going to say In-N-Out.
No, it's KFC.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it's In-N-Out.
It's In-N-Out.
It just happened. Dang it, I knew that one, too.
Dave, you even saw that video.
I saw the way I watched the video. Which I convinced myself in my head that it was Popeyes because the amount of people in there. This is from the grand opening of the one in Colorado.
I figured
like a 14-hour wait.
I figured.
But
he lost his pants.
You what threw me off is I've seen two videos of fights with dudes totally losing their pants.
Wait, Mahoney sent you that one last night, too?
Yeah. It was like, was it a Target? Where was it?
No, I think it was just like a simple gas station. But
was
these
a gas station?
Yeah, but two older guys just started tuffling, and one of the guy's pants like literally fell all the way down.
He got his kids. Somebody, his kids got touched.
Well, in this case, yeah, but in the Wawa one that Ian's talking about, he was wearing sweatpants and the dude's pants were just down the entire time.
It was like a naked fight.
Well, I mean, that's like what happens when girl fights, whenever their clothes start coming off and they just like keep letting their thangs just swinging everywhere.
That's why I like those fights better.
Yeah, those are way cooler.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So General Motors is recalling a ton of vehicles, and they've actually been fighting this, which is sort of dirty, but at the same time, I guess I kind of get it because it is going to cost them $1.2 billion.
With a B.
Yeah. But they're having to do this because of the airbags in nearly 7 million big pickup trucks, SUVs, etc., with these dangerous airbags that have killed 27 people already.
How have we not figured out airbag engineering for cars yet?
I think they thought they had, and then they realized, whoops, it's a $1.2 billion mistake. So it's about a third of its net income so far this year. The airbags can sometimes explode after exposure to heat or humidity, resulting in 18 deaths in the United States and 27 worldwide. The real kicker here is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration made the decision after declining their petition against the recall. So again, they were petitioning to not have to recall these
vehicles. Just 27 people. Don't worry about it.
And they're like, hey, like 18 people domestically have died from these faulty airbags. Sorry about your profits for the quarter, but
exactly.
We're going to have to take these cars back.
You're going to have to fix it because that's how it works.
Have you guys ever gotten an airbag to the face?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Does it hurt that bad?
No. I mean, but then again, they weren't filled with like shards of metal, which is what the problem with these
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Shards of metal?
Yeah, that's what happened to a young girl. I think she was like 17 years old. She was in a car accident and the airbag went off. And because there was these little shards of metal, it essentially served as shrapnel. And killed her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So deal with a GM. But if you have a GM vehicle that is a relatively newer one, 2016 or newer, then it's worth looking into because, you know,
safety is important.
You never really think about it. And I don't know about you guys. You get those recall notices. You're like, oh, I don't feel like taking my car and what a pain in the butt. But if it's like literally going to potentially kill you if you happen to get into a fender bender, maybe worth it.
Yeah, recalling usually a fog light, maybe you could put that one on. Yeah, airbags. Yeah.
Well, and usually they'll let you take a car off the lot so that you have a car while they're servicing yours.
Yeah. Sometimes. I don't know.
If it's something like that, I feel like I would go in there full-blown Karen and demand a car.
Would you actually change your haircut?
Yes, I've already got it cut. All I need is a little bit of an angle.
Roll out in a PT Cruiser.
No, they don't even make PT Cruisers
that says
anymore, I don't think.
On the back, yeah.
they'd give you one anyways.
Yeah.
They would just give me
one. With a Von Dutch hat.
If I walk in there, my dad would be like, she wants a PT Cruiser.
No, just keep it, man. Just keep it.
Yuck.
So, do you guys see the video of the guy jumping into the pond to save the dog from the gator?
Yes.
That's a badass.
Insane. So, it's worth mentioning. Like, it's a small gator.
And a small dog.
And a small dog, too, right? But it's still a gator.
So, one of the crazy things about this video, though, is that the dog was fully submerged with this gator.
Like, latched onto its body.
Onto this baby little dog. And this grandpa, like a puppy.
It looked like a puppy. And this grandpa just goes after it, cigar in mouth. Keeps a cigar in mouth
straight
the entire
Louisiana
time.
Style. Yeah. That was like that was like something that you would only see in like Joe Dirt.
Yeah. So this guy said he was outside of his home when he heard Gunner, his little puppy, that they'd only recently adopted, crying out in distress. That's when he said that saw the gator pull his dog into the water and he just went after it. And he talked with the local news. And it's worth a listen.
Yeah, he did.
He just came out like a missile. I was able to save Gunner's life. And they're like children to us. He had one little puncture wound. My hands were just chewed up.
Can I ask, what is it with old Southern men that always got that whistle when they talk?
The way that they enunciate things, too, though, it's just...
I just saw that gator.
He just came out like a missile.
Like
I was
a
able
missile.
To save Gunner's life. Save. And they're like children.
Save Gunner from that.
But yeah,
gator.
I mean, so he's sitting there prying this gator's mouth open. And then the dog you see escape and run off. Mm-hmm. And then you can tell he's just sitting there going, well, son of a bitch, what do I do now? Because there's this gator with all these teeth. And his hands were in the gator's mouth, and so his fingers got
the
pretty
gator
well.
The gator that got Chubbs' hands.
Yeah.
Pretty well chewed up. That damn missile got my fingers.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You have a fireman's build, and that's a huge compliment. Have you ever thought of putting on the gear and helping out cats stuck in trees or old ladies who fall over? Just a thought.
Message deleted.
Who is he talking to?
No, he's not talking about me.
I mean, you could have a fireman's build.
I could.
Yeah.
But I'd have to work for it. I don't want that. I think of any of us, I think you are probably the most fireman-esque.
I don't think I'd.
I like the chuckle.
Yeah. He laughs at himself.
Of disbelief.
Yeah.
No. Well, certainly not Mahoney.
No. I mean, Mahoney does have a big back. So, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not going to go out there and have to climb a ladder.
He wouldn't do anything.
Hold a hose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't help a cat stuck in a tree. The cat will get stuck in Mahoney, I think. He's just too big.
I feel like being a fireman takes an incredible amount of courage, but also patience. Because every fireman that I know personally talks about, all of the downtime. I mean, when most of us think of firemen, we think about them doing heroic stuff, whether it's...
Oh, yeah, backdraft. That's all I think.
I mean, like whether it's rescuing little kids from perilous situations or pets or, like, actually running into burning buildings and doing crazy stuff. But the downtime is what would drive me crazy.
Oh, my brother loves it.
You get paid to work
out. Your brother's a fireman?
Yeah. Well, actually, he just passed his EMT course. Yes.
Okay.
So, but he volunteers at the fire station, and he's picked up cooking.
Yes.
Like, if there's anything that's come out of him, like, getting into this profession, he's an amazing cook now.
Really?
Cooking, working out, video games. What else did they do? There's, like, this dessert that has a lot of leisure time.
Oh, yeah. Dave, that seems perfect for you.
To escape my kids?
Well, mate, yeah.
Actually. Yeah, no, that sounds great. I'm signing them right now today. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you guys ever had one of those take it all in moments with somebody or an experience? For example, a couple weeks ago, my dad was helping me fix a part in my truck. And while he was explaining how to fix it and help me how to do it, I was just staring at him and realizing that I got to cherish these moments.
Message deleted.
All the time, man. That happens to me all the time.
With your kids?
With the kids. And also, anytime that I'm on the lake, I don't know why. There's just something about being on the lake. I'm just like, just breathe it in and just really enjoy the moment. It's so calming.
Because it reminds you of you're being a kid.
Yeah.
Growing up on the lake, probably. You had a lot of good memories there.
For sure, yeah.
And now you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
That you're experiencing that with as well. So it's kind of full circle.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Do you guys have any moments where you feel like you're really just taking it all in, or is it all just...
No, I'm always looking down at my phone.
One big TikTok blur.
There's one big TikTok
blur. Mine are always sad. Like, my cat came into my room the other day, and he just started looking at me, and then I looked at him, and I just saw how old he's gotten.
Don't
you do it.
Like,
it's the same.
And literally his entire 10 years of life flashed before my eyes, and I just remembered how cool he used to be, and now he's just like... in pain, and like
it's really sad.
I know. So like I don't like getting these emotions very much.
Have you all watched the movie The Art of Dancing in the Rain?
No.
First of all, don't watch it. It's about a dog.
Okay.
And his life.
Oh no.
And I stopped an hour in because I had to like mentally decompress because I was just sitting there with Blue. It's like an hour in like almost like 2 hour movie.
And Blue's getting a little
Blue's 14.
Yeah.
So I was like, hold him, and I was doing the same thing that you did, Ian. Yeah. I was just looking at him like, you're so old, live forever.
Do you think that your cat, when he walked in the room the other day, that he looked at you and also went, man, you also look like hell, man. Don't give me a hard time.
Your beard is so gross.
Jeez, you look terrible.
Please leave a message after the tone.
There's still something so funny about how Ice-T is on Law & Order. He was one of the most badass rappers, and now he's a cop on TV.
Message deleted.
That is also badass because
you get
paid a boatload of money
exactly to
play a part that's not really that different. I mean, if you think about the badass detectives and the badass criminals in shows, one of them just happens to have a badge.
Like, and sometimes one of them will have a scar on their face. You know
almost
what I mean?
Almost always.
Yes.
In order to be a good criminal or a good detective, you have to have a scar.
And I don't think that Ice-T has been typecasted either. Like, I feel like sometimes whenever you play a cop role,
you're
only ever going to play that role for eternity. And I think he wouldn't be typecasted into that.
It's not like Ice-T is playing the role of a detective. And I don't watch that show. But, I mean, I've seen enough of it to know that he's not
He's Ice-T playing
he's
a cop.
He's just Ice-T.
He's just Ice-T with a badge and a gun.
The character's name is Tutuola. So, yeah, let's just stick to Ice-T.
Yeah, for real.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
I am so mad that I was not here for this. Seems like a scary situation, but I don't know about you guys. I've always had a weird fantasy of being in a grocery store when something's going down and then being able to pick up a whole bunch of cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup and throw them at the would-be assailant and or perp. And that's exactly what happened here. This guy went into an Aldi store. It was over in the UK in England. And he was threatening some of the shoppers after they confronted him for shoplifting.
Uh-huh.
With a needle.
Oh
no.
Which is terrifying, right?
Yeah.
But ever since I used to stock the shelves at Bilo.
Oh, yes.
In Irmo, South Carolina.
Shout out.
I've always wanted to use those cans for the greater good, which, of course, is throwing them at some sort of perp that is threatening people that don't deserve to be threatened.
I would go frozen turkey.
Frozen turkey?
Frozen turkey.
23-pounder, just toss it right at somebody.
Would you throw it with the two arms over the head, or would you go for like
a soccer throw-in? Right at towards somebody's head.
See, I was thinking more like a discus, you know, where you start swinging around.
Oh.
Boom.
I just want one opportunity to throw a cantaloupe at somebody. Just
a cantaloupe?
One. Just one.
So Ian's in the produce, I'm in the frozen sections, and you're in Campbell's soup. Okay, we got them all covered.
If somebody robs our grocery store, they are screwed because we have a plan ready to go. But yeah, this guy was arrested, thankfully. But you think about things that are scary to get threatened with. I would say a needle is up there.
I can't really think of anything more terrifying.
A hatchet.
Oh, yeah.
A machete.
A gun.
Yeah, a gun.
An AR-15.
A tank. Yeah. A bear.
Yeah.
A bear.
But a needle is up there. A needle is definitely
up
there.
Needle is top 30 for sure.
Just because I feel like it's just very dirty.
Yeah.
And that's just because it just kind of gives off this, like, crackhead vibe. Like, I'm going to get you. Like, you can certainly stop somebody with a needle before they, like...
You'd think, right? But yeah, it's not like they're pulling out a clean needle to stab you with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That needle's seen some things.
Yeah. So we've learned this a lot throughout the pandemic. You can be both smart and stupid at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The CEO and president of the South Dakota-based Sanford Health, one of the biggest health systems in the U.S., said he will not be wearing a mask because he's already had COVID-19.
Well, that's not how that works, sir.
He's a CEO of a hospital group, and so his staff is appalled, citing growing concerns that he is now immune to the virus. He said, for me to wear a mask... does the opposite for people, and the purpose of a mask, and it sends an untrue message that I am susceptible to infection or could transmit it. I have no interest in using masks as a symbolic gesture.
Okay, I am the king. I am COVID-free.
But here's the thing, is that that's not sound science. Like, we're still learning things about COVID. We've only seen this virus for not even a full year yet. We're still learning, and where that might be, we'll say, sure, maybe if that is true. But we don't know that for certain yet. And if, as a scientist, you can't just put your stamp of approval on it, sir.
Well, he's a CEO, not a scientist. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have this take. But this is also in South Dakota. Have you seen the numbers that are going on in the Dakotas right now? In North Dakota, 1 out of every 1,000 residents has died from COVID-19.
Wow.
And they're still acting like it's not a thing. So one of the nurses on his staff said, are we supposed to be leaders in the community? How can you be taken seriously when this is our CEO? Right.
I still blame Smash Mouth.
Because Sturgis?
Yes.
I blame Trapped and Smash Mouth, two worst bands of all time. So a motorist crashed into a house and then drove off with a front door lodged in the windshield? The cops posted a photograph of an Audi on Twitter following the incident. Shortly before 7:45 p.m. on Friday, which does not seem late enough for this to be happening, an 18-year-old man collided with another car before hitting the front porch of the house. And the front door actually got lodged in the car's roof and windshield. And the guy just continued to drive until cops were able to show up. He was arrested on suspicion of driving when unfit on drink and drugs. He was taken to the hospital with head injuries. He is not thought to be seriously hurt. He's going to be fine. But pretty easy to track that one down, huh? I wonder which Audi it is. Oh, it's the one with the large wooden front door hanging off.
Door.
It. Yeah.
Yes. I'm sitting here. The only thing that I could hear the entire time when you were saying that story was wondering what music he was listening to. And it had to have been Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door with a door just like out
I would have figured it was the Doors, but.
Well, that works too.
Any others? Ian?
No, those were perfect, guys. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Ian. Thank you, Ian.
I quit.
No! Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
These are all real reviews that you are about to hear, and they are really a bevy of different establishments today that we are going to be taking a look at. Like, we have a pool for the first time ever, I believe.
We do.
A McDonald's in here, and then we have a book.
Complaining about a book?
Well, Karen is complaining about a book specifically. Again, these are all very well-reviewed establishments through and through, but not all of the reviews, of course, can always be positive, and that is the case here. We have a couple of angry reviews that are left by Karen. And, of course, we talk about this all the time, Ian, but it bears repeating. The name Karen doesn't mean anything. It's more about that lifestyle.
It is the lifestyle of the Karen who just loves to complain about anything because she has deep-seated psychological issues and really needs to talk to somebody.
Yeah, and we've all ran into that super entitled person out in the wild many times before, and that's specifically what we are going to experience today with these Karens. Let's start with a review of the Venetian Las Vegas pool. A pool.
Beautiful pool.
It is a beautiful pool, indeed. 4 out of 5 stars. Caprice said 5 out of 5, even though there are some slight reasons that I could take a star off for the Venetian. I won't, because it's just that amazing. I stayed here at the end of October of 2020, had a wonderful time. It's huge, beautiful, and luxurious in its design. To say that is an understatement. Ooh, okay. Eliza J said 5 out of 5. Service is impeccable. Poolside service, too. Pool hours, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cabanas must be reserved. There's a $300 minimum, but don't get weary of the fee. The cabana is yours. The towels, the water, all provided. You get your own personal server. Ooh. Food and drinks are great. It is a way to go to be poolside.
Feed me grapes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Karen L. said, 1 out of 5 stars. The bathrooms smell and are gross because the staff are too busy standing around picking their boogers, apparently.
What?
Anyone who says this is the most beautiful pool they've ever seen is just a boring individual with no class and obviously poorly traveled and easy to please. If you like swimming with bugs and don't mind aimlessly waiting an hour and a half to walk inside of a pool, then I guess you'll be happy here. For those who appreciate the more refined things in life, like I do, go somewhere else instead.
Oh, kick rocks, Karen.
So if you enjoy this pool, you are low class. Got it.
At the Venetian.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
I can't even afford the pool at the Motel 6.
Right?
Jeez,
Karen. I can't even afford a cabana at the Excalibur. Like,
right?
Don't sit here and shame me for hanging out at the Venetian pool.
Right?
All right. On to the next one, which is a McDonald's in Derby, Vermont. Never been. Sure, it's lovely. 4 out of 5 stars. Susan F. said 5 out of 5. Excellent for a McDonald's. Staff is friendly and efficient. I go frequently. And the only times they've made an error is when they didn't understand what I said. They remodeled. And the design is really dreary, but still nice.
Oh, dreary, but nice.
They redesigned it worse?
Yeah, they redesigned it. It's very dreary, but still nice.
It's got that dreary nice.
Who has ever described a McDonald's as dreary?
Somebody in Derby, Vermont.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, McDonald's are very airy and bright, and yeah. Daniel C. said 5 out of 5, one of the very few McDonald's restaurants in all of Vermont. Service is great, and the food is just McDonald's.
Well put, sir.
Yeah. Well put. Accurate.
That's exactly what you want, though. When you go to McDonald's, you want the food to be
the exact same.
Just McDonald's.
Don't change it.
Doesn't need to be better.
Nope.
Doesn't need to be worse.
Do the same thing you've done
McDonald's.
It forever.
Yep. Karen V. said, 1 out of 5 stars. I hate to admit it that I often crave McDonald's, but it happens. This one is close to my apartment, and my boyfriend and I head over when these cravings happen. The staff, not friendly at all. They don't have the fruit and walnut salad, and a man pooped on the floor during one of our visits.
Oh, no.
He walked to the register, decided not to eat, shook his pants, and all of a sudden, there was poop on the floor. Human poop! It smelled! I told the staff, and they just let it sit there. Could not believe that they would allow that. Actual human poop on the floor! It stinks!
It stinks! I mean, I think that's an accurate review. I think that I would say the same thing if I saw a human take a dump on the floor.
Yeah, also, I think I'd probably be like, that's it for me. I'm going
to
leave.
I like how she went from no walnut salad to human poop on the floor.
First off, two equal offenses here. No walnut and fruit salad. Secondly, actual pile of a huge slam that somebody took on the floor.
Huge slam.
Third and final one today.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's a book. It's called Effin' Birds by Aaron Reynolds, and it's like a comedy book,
it's
right?
A comedy book.
Yeah, it's a
riff off of traditional bird watcher books, where it's just photos of birds, their names, and then funny captions. Very meme-like in this book.
Like, oh, look, it's an effin' blue jay, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Well, Amanda L. said 5 out of 5 stars. Quick, funny read. The F word is used several times a page, so if that bothers you, I don't recommend it, but these birds cracked me up. Kelly P. said 5 out of 5 stars, one of the best books and my favorite books of all time, hysterical. Karen Y. did not see the humor in it. She said, 1 out of 5 stars. This book is a collection of memes, illustrations of birds, paired with profane text. Some people may find this book humorous. Well, I found it dumb, repetitive, and meaningless. I did not find the humor witty or insightful. It's painfully clear the author has no knowledge or interest in actual birds. In most instances, the author couldn't even put the minuscule effort in to match the bird name with the accompanied drawing. Lazy or on purpose? !! Either way, it made me twitch. If you're a birder, my advice is to avoid this one. It's terrible!
stop stories.
Here's what's making news.
So we obviously don't get political on this show, but it is worth mentioning because this is a big piece of news that the election results were officially certified yesterday in Michigan, meaning that Joe Biden has officially won the state of Michigan as well. This has already happened in Georgia with the results being certified there. So with the news of that, the General Services Administration, the GSA, has allotted for the money that goes to the person that is going to be president next, whether that's the person that's currently in the office or otherwise, to release those funds to Biden. So there was somebody that was holding out. Her name's Emily Murphy at the GSA, and she hadn't given those funds yet, which is like $7.3 million. But more importantly, at least for the average citizen like us, is that classified information for national security, as well as all of the information on the vaccines and how to distribute them when they are approved by the FDA, you would want the incoming administration to have the ability,
control and power over that,
to plan,
yes,
and have all the information,
absolutely,
readily available. And now that's going to be the case. So
good.
That's a good thing.
So that we can start getting the vaccines up and running like we thought,
yep,
or we think anyways, by December, what, 11th or 12th is what they're saying?
December 13th, I think, okay, was the actual D-Day.
I was feeling a little bit more hopeful.
You're in the,
It's like tomorrow.
Yeah. But it's coming, and before too long. But the idea that the transition is now moving forward is probably a good thing, because it's becoming increasingly clear that that Joe Biden has won the election. So Joe Burrow's injury is actually, unfortunately, worse than expected.
No.
Yeah, they say he's out definitely for the rest of the season, torn ACL and MCL. He injured his knee when the pocket collapsed, and the Bengals now have to finish out the season with Ryan Finley at quarterback while he has surgery to rehab his left knee. And they're saying that he's definitely going to be out for the rest of this season and might be rehabbing into next year.
Those are tough to rehab.
Joe Burrow is such a G of a quarterback. Fire Zach Taylor right now. Yep. I'm so mad at that coach. Like, I mean, how do you just let somebody who had so much potential get rocked every single game?
If you don't have an offensive line that can hold up at all, don't start him.
Don't start. Seriously.
It's
do not start him.
You could have him on the bench. You could bring in somebody else.
Wait till you have a better O-line to protect your kid who is supposed to have a
He's your franchise quarterback, man. Yes.
He's supposed to be your guy for the next
20 years. He's your number one pick, national championship, and everyone loves this guy, too.
God,
just
it makes
such
me
a likable
so
dude.
Frustrated. Because we've even talked about this before. I mean, like, whenever you're that young and you have so much just to kind of offer the franchise and honestly, yourself, you do it for yourself, first and foremost. You know what I mean? Like, he's got a huge fat pocket right now of money, and he thought, you know what? He might have been the next GOAT.
Yeah.
And now he's got two massive injuries, and he might not play the same.
Very well. I mean, a big part of his game is how quick he is on his feet, and an injury like this, a lot of people don't recover from it. The thought is he's still young enough that hopefully he'll be able to recover and obviously has the best medical care, but still, man, it just sucks.
You know what would be BDE energy? Him in the hospital, smoking a cigar.
Wow. Awake during his surgery, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not supposed to be smoking in here. This is a sterile environment. He's like, fix my leg or I'll hit you with my BDE. Kyle said, damn you Bengals, you suck. Joe Burrow is a superstar and you wasted him. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people feel like it's wasted. Yeah. Speaking of the NFL, Adam Thielen of the Minnesota Vikings, who had himself a heck of a game. Vikings didn't win because, you know, that's not what they do. But he had he had a heck of a game on Sunday against the Cowboys, including a one-handed catch in the end zone for a touchdown. He is now headed to the COVID reserve list. So the Vikings announced that he has been placed on the list, which is for players who have either tested positive or had close contact with somebody who has tested positive. They did not say whether or not he has officially tested positive, but again, against the Cowboys on Sunday, 8 passes for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. So I don't have him on my fantasy team. It would be very fitting if I did, considering
everybody's going out on
Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle and Joe Burrow. But Adam Thielen is headed to the COVID reserve list. Yep. And finally, some good news. The Oxford AstraZeneca has announced that their COVID vaccine is 90% effective. And another big deal with this one is that it can be stored at normal fridge temperatures. So it doesn't have to be in the ultra cold temperatures like the one from Pfizer, which makes it much easier to distribute. U.S. has already made a deal to purchase 300 million doses for $1.2 billion. But if you do the math on that, you go, well wait a second. $1.2 billion is obviously a tremendous amount of money, but 300 million doses is a lot of doses.
Yeah.
It's really like $3 or $4 a dose, which is very, very affordable
Wow.
for people to be able to get. Pfizer and Moderna last week announced that they were around 95%. But what's interesting about this one out of Oxford is that they're saying that they give people two shots, which is how the vaccine works. They were saying that when they gave the people the two shots, it was only 70% effective. But when they gave them just a half dose on the first shot, that's where it was in the like 95 percentile, which is just strange.
That
so
is strange.
They're trying to figure out why that is.
Science weird. Is too weird.
Yeah, science doesn't make any sense
I
to
don't
me,
get it.
Which is why, you know, we don't do that.
But you know what? We have vaccines on vaccines on vaccines now, which is good.
Even so. Russia's like, oh, yeah, our vaccine works, too. Everyone's like, shut up, Russia.
Dave and Mahoney, thanks to the 2-Minute Promise, we never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Back to the show. Alt 107.5.
The sketchiest place that you've ever purchased something. Ian, I'm sure that you've got some good ones that I'm very excited to get to, but throwing it back to your old hometown, Shane said, I was driving out of Midway in Chicago. Guy in the corner came up to my window and said, buy these M&Ms.
No.
And he had one box of M&Ms, and I bought that ass for $5.
$5?
Because you were intimidated.
Hell
that's pretty
yeah.
scary.
This road will do that to you, man.
So let me tell you a story about when I was in, I think it was freshman, maybe sophomore year of college.
Okay.
And we had a friend who had been given a house in a sketchy part of town. But it was a party house.
It's a house.
It's a house awesome. When, you know, you're 20 years old or whatever, because most of the people were underage, 19, 20 years old. And so there was this house that we decided that, you know, we'd go hang out on a regular basis. Well, my buddy Ryan, he came from a wealthy family, and he had, and this is a throwback, I don't even know if you guys will appreciate it, one of the Eddie Bauer edition Explorers
yes.
with
yes.
leather seats. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Custom trims at Eddie Bauer on the side.
Got to let people know.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Eddie Bauer.
I wear a lot of sweaters. But Ryan decided that he was going to get some cigarettes. And so we're all in his Eddie Bauer edition of his Ford Explorer. And the windows are down because we're bumping something. Probably Outkast. I don't remember.
It should have been. If it
wasn't.
That's going
to attract some attention.
Some Obie Trice.
And we pull up at a gas station that is the sketchiest gas station you can imagine. Think of it in your mind. It's right by the projects. And two out of the three gas pumps are obviously broken. And I think vandalized to the point where somebody had stolen the actual handles off. It was sketchy.
I'm terrified.
You get good
for
money
you.
For those.
Yeah. And Ryan gets out of the Ford Explorer. All of the windows are down.
Oh, no.
Takes the keys with him.
Oh, come on.
And goes inside to get his smokes. Now, granted, he didn't think much of it because he just pulled right up, gets out, goes in to get his smokes, and we're all sitting in the car. And then all of a sudden, about 40 people start to surround the vehicle. Maybe I'm exaggerating. It felt like 40.
It was 40 people for the sake of the story.
It felt like 40.
It was 60.
Maybe 150 people.
Yeah.
40,000 people are approaching
the
car.
Did they all come up, like start snapping as they were like walking towards you guys?
And I'm like, we are going to die right now. And all of a sudden, one of the guys goes, stop it. Stop it. You leave these boys alone. You leave these boys alone. And sure enough, everyone started to back off.
You
and then he turns and looks at us and goes, you got a $5 bill for me? I'm like, I do.
I just saved your life, son.
Here you are. Thank you very much.
$5. That's what you get for driving around the Eddie Bauer, Dave. That's it.
You can't abandon somebody in Eddie Bauer edition Ford Explorer with the windows down. Because obviously you can't roll them up when there's no keys in it.
Did you pee your pants?
A little bit.
I would have.
Talmor said, I bought a shotgun on the east side of town in a parking lot of a fallen apart motel.
That sounds like a really nice exchange.
I would look
totally
up,
legal.
I would maybe look up that serial number if there's one there.
What's funny is that somebody commented on Facebook, sounds like possession of a stolen firearm. You might want to delete this.
Yeah.
And he said, nope, checked it and bought it. Original receipt. Made sure all is kosher. So he bought himself a legal sketchy shotgun on the east side of town in a parking lot of a falling apart motel.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Guillermo said, in my hometown, there was an area to buy counterfeit stuff. I would buy all the counterfeit perfumes. Since I was a poor boy, the scent was the same as the name brand, but it didn't last as long. Did you guys have that area in town where you could go and buy all of the bootleg stuff? Because in Los Angeles, for example, down in the fashion district in downtown LA, there's this whole alleyway of all just fake name brand stuff. It's obviously fake.
New York has the Vans.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
true.
Yep.
Well, I mean, but now that's what kind of Amazon is. Have you heard about this? They're doing all kinds of crazy bootleg stuff for like cosmetics for women now. And it's not the... Yes. And it's kind of scary because they're like, hey, your eyeball can pop out if you use this mascara.
Your eyeball can
pop
out.
Well, your eyelashes will fall out.
It's fine.
Allie being dramatic with the eyeball popping out.
I went to a really sketchy strip club one time and I bought a drink. That was real sketchy. You ever been to a real sketchy strip club?
Yes, I have.
What
happens
there?
Glad I'm still here.
What did you purchase at this strip club?
A Milwaukee's Best.
Any lap dances?
Multiple, but then it was, oh, man, all right. Now, the place was called, no, it's called Bean Snappers.
Bean Snappers?
It was called Bean Snappers, but we got drunk at the bar Critters right across the street.
You got hammered at Critters and then went, we need to go to Bean Snappers.
Bean Snappers. It was my girlfriend and
who
I.
Who's naming these places?
You're with your girlfriend?
We purchased a lap dance.
A group lap dance?
My girlfriend got bit. I'm not going to tell you where, but she was bitten.
It was on her.
Inside on her thigh or boob?
Yah-yahs.
It was the boob.
It was the boob.
Yeah, her yah-yahs got boobed. Yeah.
Did she get a tetanus shot after that?
We got all the tests done. Yeah, I got rabies.
Watch the David Mahoney Show live every morning on twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
So the sketchiest place that you've ever bought something from. We're hearing a lot of drug stories, as you'd expect. Henry said in Chicago there was a place where somebody bought me a dime bag of weed. It was an alley, and she just got out of the car, dropped the money in a hole, then a little bag of weed dropped out of a window. No words, no face-to-face, just a hole and a window behind an apartment complex. You guys ever seen that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Where like, windows, stairwells, all that. So you just drop.
Have you ever seen it used with the... like the drain, like the storm drain on the roof, you know what
in
I'm talking about?
In the movies.
Where they drop the drugs out of that thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Not in real life.
Oh, I was going to say just in the movies.
Candy said, I bought a pair of undies in some bootleg Korean souvenir store on an island that was constantly under bomb threat from North Korea. Was kind of sketch.
Kind of.
Can I ask why you were buying undies?
May I ask what kind of undies?
And what... Was it Guam? Like, where's constantly under threat from North Korea?
That's interesting. Very
and
terrifying.
Also, why did you run out of undies while in Guam?
Not because they were scared peed their pants because they were on an island that was constantly being threatened by North Korea.
You thought it was they were buying new panties for themselves. I thought it is more of the creepy, I'm buying somebody else's panties.
Either way.
No, there's a difference. Get those off of a website.
Yeah. Cleve said, vacation in Los Angeles, no car, decided to find some lotto tickets. Google led me down the street to a place with bars in the windows. That was sketchy AF. I purchased a pack of Starburst and a lotto ticket from a lady missing more teeth than she had from behind bulletproof glass, and then was followed as I left. Not cool.
No, have you ever been... There's a couple situations that we're hearing, like with Cleve, and then the one like a couple before that, where people are knocking on windows and requesting money. If that ever happened to me, I think I would, my fight or flight mode, I would run them over.
You would just take off.
I think so. Yeah. I think that if I was presented with the opportunity to be terrified by somebody who is toothless and asking me to purchase Skittles from them, I don't think I would handle it well.
Cricket said, most sketchy place I bought something was in the slums of Salt Lake City with an ex years ago. He was buying drugs and I wouldn't get out of the truck. Made him drive me to a gas station and he went alone. Nope. I wanted the drugs, not the death.
Scary.
Jared in West Columbia said, I, on Craigslist, when I was in college and broke, decided to buy myself a new mattress set, or at least it was listed as a new mattress set.
Oh, here we go.
When I went to the guy's house, it was, quote, in the basement, and he needed some help bringing it upstairs.
Nope.
I went down into the basement, being a college kid.
What are you doing?
And realized, this is not a new mattress or box spring. There are stains all over it.
Oh, okay. What'd you do then? Did you be
were there shackles near?
So yeah. I helped him carry it upstairs and loaded it into my truck.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Sketchiest place that you've ever bought something. What is that for you? This one. Oh, boy. It's from Marshall, who lives in Troy. He said, when I was underage, I went to a flea market because I heard that was the place to get a fake ID. Do you guys ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
So at flea markets, you can get sometimes fake IDs.
I feel like they've kind of gone away now.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Or just like pay some college kid $120 and they'll just continuously give them to you.
So
it's ridiculous.
Marshall said, I went to a flea market and I went behind what was a secret door that was hidden behind an old broken Pepsi machine. And I walk in to get my fake ID at apparently the wrong time, and there's someone sitting there cutting a whole bunch of cocaine.
And you've seen too much at that point. Now you're wrangled in.
And they looked at me and said, if you say anything, we will kill you. I got my ID and I left.
Oh, he got the ID.
I like that he hung around. He's like, cool. But what about my $25 that I got for this fake ID?
Yeah, because
your services.
Because what do? Do you walk in and you just like act tough, or do you act scared? Like, what would you do in that situation?
I'd be like, wow, is that cocaine? Cool.
Awesome.
Cool. Can I get a line real quick?
Like, what are you guys doing?
Do you know Al Pacino? Like, are you friends with Scarface or what? Man, this is awesome. Oh, yeah. Get out of here, you loser.
Get out.
Pop on Twitch said, I was going to a strip club drunk with some buddies in a tank top. Hell yeah.
Oh,
but they wouldn't let me in without sleeves. So a far more drunk stranger who was leaving sold me the shirt off his back for $10.
It's good business right there.
Yeah.
It really
That's
is.
That's America.
Did you trade him? Did you give him your tank top, or did he just leave totally in the buff? Or did you perhaps run into Ian, who just happens to have three extra shirts on at any given moment?
I will always give you the shirt off my own back. I'm more concerned with when he went back in, did one of the dancers like be like, oh my God, there was a guy here in the same exact shirt.
Hey, you owe me $40.
Yeah, what the hell, Brian?
This one from Warren. He said, I bought a milk crate full of comics in a gas station parking lot. Gotta love offer up. Have you guys done any of that like offer up stuff where people will come to your house? My wife loves doing that. She's like, oh, you know, we don't need this anymore. I'm gonna put it on offer up. And I'm like, so like just some random people are gonna come over to our house and pick this up. And it's always a minivan.
I've wanted
always
to do that.
Always a minivan that comes and picks it up.
But you're right. Same thing. I just don't want creepy people at my house.
I've done Facebook Marketplace, which I guess is the same.
Yeah.
But I do make them come to me. I don't drive there.
Boss.
Yeah, that's like part of the deal.
Exactly. Don't like some cities have like actual designated like trading places where like outside police departments and stuff now for like Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp.
Outside of a police station?
Yeah, that,
I like that.
Sense.
I think designated meeting places. Yeah, those are good. So you don't wind up in somebody's basement with a dirty mattress.
He didn't exactly explain why, but Vegas Boss said, yeah, I did end up with a shotgun pointed at my head one time. Don't know exactly what he was purchasing or otherwise, but yeah.
That is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in college, a couple of my girlfriends, it's not really like they were purposefully trying to buy a mattress, but they had to do community service. Three of them were doing community service at a Goodwill kind of place. And they were having to do mattress removal, like moving mattresses in the back.
Send me to jail.
Yeah. So one of them actually like ended up coming home, lived with me, and brought us all bed bugs.
Awesome.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She was forever the bed bug chick, wasn't she?
Yep.
Yes, she was.
Earmuffs.
Cover your ears.
All right, so these are all popular songs you've heard many times on this radio station over the years. The question is, can you figure it out? And maybe more importantly, can we figure it out?
Can I figure it out?
It is myself versus Audrey today. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what any of these songs are. Neither does Audrey. Ian has put them together. There's 30 seconds of each one of these songs. We're going to ring in by raising our hand. We think we know the correct answer, okay?
Wait, so Ian, can you see my hand?
I can see your
hand. Because I'm kind of like over
in
the corner.
I can see your hand.
Okay, good.
Audrey, she's so worried.
You're looking right
I'm right here.
Right
I'm
there.
I'm so nervous.
I know. She just hit her face with the microphone, too.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
So there's three, but there's a fourth bonus one should we need it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Clip it.
I don't know how you got that in the first like 2 seconds, but Mahoney's going to be so pissed about
yes,
this.
Yes, he will. Yeah. Audrey, what is it?
Linkin Park, Numb. Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Full point. Yeah, full point.
Ian, did you put that in specifically because you knew Mahoney wasn't going to be here today, so he could not collude and say just Linkin Park?
I will not confirm nor deny.
Okay. That.
I am getting some rave reviews so far. Boz says, Dave, you suck.
Dave didn't even raise his hand at all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
nothing.
All right, here.
No, I saw it in your face. You knew it was.
It was about 8 seconds in. I was like, damn it. All right, here we go.
Number two.
He's flustered here. Yeah,
I'm so angry.
Focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting. Try to kill it. All away.
God, I thought that was never going to end.
Just end. Multiple
options here. We either have Johnny Cash or Nine Inch Nails. That's hurt.
That is correct. Dave, finally on the board. Full point.
Finally on the board. We're two
finally.
In.
Finally on the board.
She got the first one. I got the second. Yeah, Dave. You're going down.
Way to show up to the game.
Oh,
oh, dang. No, I'm nervous now.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
White bit of insane. Dancing over a sacred flame. You know you don't belong. You're a flash of light. You wait to lie. You're a flash of light. I'm very strong. I know something's wrong.
Cheating.
Audrey.
Okay,
cheating.
So Third Eye Blind.
Yes.
Jumper.
Yes. Of course it is. That was embarrassing.
She's just doing what Mahoney does, where she just great. Rings in before she even knows it.
Okay, see,
and then she figures it out. Yeah.
No.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
What a dirty doctor this guy is.
I'm nervous. Where is this going?
Not a fan of this move. So an Oregon man is suing his family doctor for negligence after he sought treatment for depression because his marriage wasn't going well. So his marriage was failing. And he discovered that his doctor was the one having an affair with his wife.
Dirty doctor indeed. I agree now.
Dr. Ronald Rosen is the one that's being accused of swooping in on this guy's wife. And now this dude is seeking $2.9 million for professional negligence.
Absolutely.
Rosen prescribed marijuana and counseled him on how to fix his marriage the entire time he's shtupping this guy's wife.
They need to fist fight.
Yes.
I think, yeah, there needs to be a fist fight here. I don't know why. I just feel like this doctor is such a D-bag.
Absolutely.
How many sessions did this guy come in and cry to you about how depressed
he is? How emasculating is that, because you're talking to somebody who is not only just doing your wife, but probably giving you also incorrect advice on how to go about fixing
your marriage. And probably breaking HIPAA, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
With your wife.
Yeah.
Ew, I hate this guy. I want to fist fight him for you.
Such a scumbag. So if you want your heart to be in good shape, they say get better sleep. Adults with the healthiest sleep patterns, those who are the morning risers, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a day with no frequent insomnia, experience a 42% reduction in the risk of heart failure compared to those with unhealthy sleep patterns. Do you guys feel like you have healthy sleep patterns? I mean, Ian, maybe not a great question for you.
Yeah, Dave, low blow.
Considering
thanks,
that
man.
You've had a problem sleeping this week. But in general, do you feel like you guys sleep well?
It depends. We have these things called the think sleeps, like the work sleeps, where I think about work while I'm sleeping.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, I think about if I have a busy day the next day, I will basically be sleeping but not. Like, I'll be thinking about work the whole next day.
Yeah,
I get
think
that. Sleeps. Yeah.
And then somehow I fall into a dream. Dave, I've had so many dreams about you.
You have?
And it's like, and you're like acting out work in your brain.
I can't say that. Like, the other day,
you've had dreams about me as well?
I've had dreams about work. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, where I'm sitting
Audrey,
right, this might be a dream right now.
No, no, admit that you've had dreams about me.
Yes. Yes, and Mahoney and Ian.
What? Don't bring them into this. Ian, did anything sexy happen in our dream?
No, nothing sexy at all. You and I both just came here early.
I call it our dream.
Our dream.
Yeah.
Our together. Dream.
No, you and I just showed up to work early on accident together. And we were like, all right, what do we do now?
We just bumped into each other slowly.
Like, and we just like hung out.
Didn't
see
you there.
It was so weird.
It's like, God,
it's lovely to see you so early.
There's no one else. There's no one else here. It's just... Sure is chilly outside today.
Oh,
and
look,
isn't it?
Oh, there's the copy machine. Oh. Let me set you on top of here.
Oh.
Xerox my beehole.
Don't pick me up. Don't pick me up.
Why do you always want to do that?
But
do you remember
Ian,
that
you
used
know.
To, that used to be a thing, by the
it
way.
It did.
In the office. Like, if you stayed late at the office. And
Xerox
everyone,
your butthole?
Yeah, people would sit on Xerox machines, but the problem is that they were glass, and so people would fall through them. And and then, you know, you're the one with the glass stuck in your beehole.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Right. That sounds
you want to know how I got these scars?
So this is a fun story. There is a bunch of dudes in Philadelphia that just got busted. They are alleged mafia members. 13 of them got indicted. So 15 in whole, but 13 of them in this one group facing all sorts of charges, federal racketeering. According to the people that charge the family, they say conspiracy, racketeering, illegal gambling, loan sharking, drug trafficking. And what really makes this great is the guys' names that got busted.
Who'd they pick up?
They got Joey Electric.
Oh, Joey.
They got 60-year-old Joey Electric.
Oh, yeah.
And they got 73-year-old Tony Meatballs.
They got Tony Meatballs.
They finally got
They got the meat. They're like Arby's.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So we were just talking about The Undoing on HBO, and it's 5 episodes in. It's a 6-episode series, which we've seen a lot of these like limited series that are rolling out now, and I'm kind of here for it. Like, I'm okay with something being 6 weeks long, and with HBO, it's not like they dump them all at once. You get one per week. I like the, I'm waiting for it on Sunday after I lose my Sunday night football game bet, then I have something to shift my attention to before I fall asleep for the evening. But the Undoing right now is 5 episodes into the 6. So if you're coming up on the holiday weekend here and you go, okay, I'll, you know, have some extra time. The Undoing, if you like the kind of whodunit murder mystery sort of thing, very, very good. But another one that I just watched was The Queen's Gambit. And
so good.
Not the only one. Get this, 62 million people have watched it since the beginning.
Breaking records.
It's the number one, the biggest scripted limited series to date for Netflix, which is pretty incredible when you think about
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Everyone watched Tiger King, you know? I mean, there's the Making a Murderer, you know? You think about Ozark, you know? I mean, there's all these great shows that Netflix has put out. Queen's Gambit, which is a show about a female chess player.
It's dark, by the way.
Which is kind of, It's not like
a bright eye, bushy tailed girl who's just like,
it's not like
trying to like do something for like women empowerment.
No, it's not like this girl who just came out of an orphanage and then just, you know, went on to become
She's a world champion.
She's
an alcoholic, pill addicted genius.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty
nuts. Who was orphaned by her mom, who was also possibly like had some mental health issues or something. I'm not quite sure. Never really got closure on that.
The best part, you guys all thought it was gone. Chess is back.
Yeah, chess is back.
Yes.
See, but you know what? I want to be a hipster chess player because even though I can't really play it, we got a chess board before The Queen's Gambit came out.
So. Oh, did you?
Yeah,
you
so we're the hipster chess. Yeah, okay, yes, yeah. We're the hipster chess players.
So chess has been around since like the dawn of time.
Yes, but I'm going to claim
literally,
this right
there are
now.
In the game.
You were like there before everyone else figured out chess.
But we got it again before it came cool again. So yeah, thanks. Shout out to my husband for buying it just so that he could beat me.
Shout out to Audrey for giving us Queen's Gambit then, I guess, by transitive property.
Well, of course.
It's probably just really a story about you.
I am a pill addicted. No, I'm just kidding. No,
alcoholic, check. Pills, check. Chess, little sketchy on that.
I'm still learning the
strategy. And I have parents, so, you know, 50%.
Casual. No, but for real, though, that show is so good, and it's so interesting. We were talking about this the other day, too, that she doesn't find herself to be attractive, and yet she's this wildly successful, beautiful woman in one of the top shows of Netflix's history.
It's huge.
Have a little confidence there, sister.
So Lori Loughlin seems genuinely surprised that jail is a lot like jail. She reportedly is anxious about her phone calls being cut down to just 3 times per week. The visits being suspended because of all the COVID stuff. Showers limited, and she's confined to a dirty cell that she has to share with 3 others while living off peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. She is, quote, doing okay in prison, but is desperately worried about catching coronavirus while inside.
It's filthy in here.
She's going to see peanut butter jelly sandwiches on the outside, and she's going to, like, get thrown back into, like, her jail trauma.
Do you know what sounds really great right now? A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It really does. Just like, so that, fried on the stovetop, so it's, like, all gooey.
I was thinking, like, the fluffy white bread, you know?
Oh, the Wonder Bread.
It's so fluffy. Yep.
The creamy peanut butter in there.
Oh,
and do you guys go grape or strawberry?
I go grape.
I go grape always.
But I mean, strawberry's not bad.
I know strawberry, though. Yes. Except I don't like it when there's too big a chunks of strawberry in there. I'm sure Lori's having the same conversation.
I feel like you are a crustless kind of guy. I can envision you cutting your crust off.
You eat that crust?
I will eat the hell out of that crust.
In fact, I'll eat the heel of the bread.
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
You monster.
No, I'll do it.
Both of you.
Yeah. I've never heard it called a heel, though.
What do you call it?
Oh, the butt.
The butt?
The gross part that no one wants to eat?
The gross part.
You'll eat the butt?
I'll eat the butt.
Wait, so you won't eat that butt, but you'll eat the other butt?
Yeah, totally. Okay, all right. Yeah, totally different.
So Survivor is coming back with the priority to still film in Fiji. Audrey is still at the point in life where she feels like if she went on... Natalie said crunchy peanut butter. You got to be crunchy.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. There's little nuts in there. Mm.
Crunchy all the day.
Anyway, yeah, so Survivor's coming back, and Audrey still thinks that if she went on Survivor, that she would.
What do you mean? I still think.
Well,
I know.
You're incorrect.
She definitely wouldn't get voted off the island.
Unless you cheated like you did today.
I would go there because you know what? The girls who go through and they kind of either take one of two routes because it's strategy, right? You have to have a social strategy and also be like semi-athletic and good at things. Like, one, I have confidence that I could totally beat other girls' butts in some of those games.
Like, including the ones where you have to, like, drown them in the water?
Yeah, I would drown a girl in the water in 2 seconds.
Just for the fun. Before we even got to the
island. Just to feel something.
Yeah, just...
You know?
just to mark your territory. Like, you drowning, bitch.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So working from home actually made me learn how to do my job. I used to just fake it at the office, but I had no idea how to use Excel. So, well, one upside to staying home all this time, I now know Excel. Please hold your applause.
Message deleted.
What a boring voicemail. You called us to leave us a message to tell us that you learned how to use Excel.
Well, no, but that's a huge thing right now, though.
No, I have been coasting on my Excel abilities for decades.
One of the most infuriating things, though, is whenever you put a date in Excel and it thinks it's supposed to be a dollar amount or vice versa. Like, you go to put a dollar amount in or something and it thinks it's a date.
Yeah, I have no idea how to use it.
Yeah, it's like I'm just trying to put a bunch of numbers in here and you're converting it to time. Like, stop that.
Yeah, no, I'm putting it in the exact way that I want it in. Excel, stop trying to, like, assume.
I take it back. If you actually learn how to use Excel properly, very impressive.
It is.
But be like the rest of us. Just lie on the resume. Yes, I'm proficient in all of the Microsoft Word crap, and no one actually knows how to use it.
When was the last time you guys legitimately used PowerPoint? Do you guys use PowerPoint a lot?
I use the keynote on Apple, which is the equivalent.
I'm just going to start making you guys random presentations now. I don't know why.
Please do. I love it when somebody presents to me.
I haven't used PowerPoint since high school. Like, and that was years ago, more than a decade. But I remember I used to be really good at it.
I judge people who are really bad at making PowerPoints. Like, if you make a PowerPoint and it looks terrible, I'm like, you're an idiot.
Well, I mean, child. I guess I'm, like, really bad at making PowerPoints because I made one for for sales team, like for us. Have you gotten a call? I haven't gotten a call.
No, they haven't called us.
Oh, okay, so maybe I'm really bad.
I probably just got lost in the email.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I bought lots of guitars and wasted lots of money on those.
Message deleted.
Was that the guy from Lullaby? Sean, whatever his name is?
What the hell did he say?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Buys a lot of tires. Wastes a lot of money on tires. Good tires.
I bought lots of guitars and wasted lots of money on those.
Message
was it a waste
wasted
of money?
Lots of money on those? I mean, did you need them for your car or were you just stocking up for your garage? Because I will say that back when I was a broke college kid and first starting out doing radio and everything else, like if you had a surprise flat, like that was crushing. Because I had this Mustang that I bought when I was younger, and the tires for it were like $300 new.
No.
And so I had to go to this sketchy shop on the wrong side of town where they just had this giant warehouse with tires stacked up in there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. You've been to one of those places? Exactly.
And I'd buy a used tire from some other Mustang that some person had probably died in.
That's kind of close to the other tires. It's just something
that's like it's a different brand. It's like it's not Goodyear, it's Year Good, like whatever the hell that is. And, I had to go buy a used tire because it was like $35 as opposed to the $300 they wanted for a new one.
And you knew how to change it yourself, though, right?
Of course I knew how to change it myself.
Because you're a real man.
That's right. I mean, I couldn't, like, change it off the actual rim. You had to use that machine for that thing.
I don't know how to do that. I don't work in a pickup crew.
You can't do that by yourself. But there was also many a time where I just had the spare on, the little donut.
For way too long.
Yeah, that you're not supposed to go over 45 on. You're going 90 on the interstate with the donut. Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure that was Sean Mullins from the guy who sang Lullaby. She grew up with the children of the stars.
It's like Nashville with a tan.
He sounded exactly like that guy.
Yeah, he did. Sure did.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I think I threw in the towel last week. I'm done with doing anything. If you want to email me, I'll answer in 5 days and be so sorry about it. Don't worry. I'll see you all in 2021.
Message deleted.
You know, if you're going to check out, this is the time to do it, right? I mean, it's the end of the year-ish. It's the end of arguably the worst year ever.
Everyone's just rounding up. It's the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The beauty of us as people is that we just think that when 2021 hits, we're going to wake up January 1, we're just like, oh.
Everything's fine now.
Look at this.
Yeah.
It's a brand new year. COVID, poof. Like, it never happened.
Yeah. It's gonna be a little while into 2021, but I mean, outside of like a nuclear holocaust or something, there's not much worse that could happen in 2021 than what's happened in 2020, right?
Oh.
Boy, I shouldn't say that.
Don't manifest that.
Yeah, let's not poke the bear.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So do you want to hear a really strange headline, Audrey?
Sure.
Johnny Rotten, lead singer for the Sex Pistols, got bitten on the wiener by a flea after rescuing squirrels.
Oh, so why were the squirrels? How did the... Okay.
Lots to unpack here. So he's 64 years old now. He endured flea bites after he befriended a bunch of squirrels at his Venice Beach home in L.A. and said he has taken to smothering himself in Vaseline in order to ease his discomfort after being attacked by fleas. But he said he doesn't want to, quote, blame the poor squirrels. So he became friends with the squirrels, didn't realize the squirrels had fleas, turned on Johnny Rotten, attacked him, and now he has to smother himself in Vaseline in order to ease the discomfort.
Is that the way you make yourself less itchy if you have flea bites? And also, I refuse to believe that he doesn't have them anywhere else other than his wiener, or I have a lot of questions.
I have been attacked by fleas before. Have you?
No.
Why
are you looking at me, Dave?
I figured if there's anyone here that was most likely to also have been attacked by fleas.
Audrey.
Yes, me. I used to work at a vet clinic.
Yeah. Okay, so you understand what it's like. Did they ever get to your junk?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Same.
Like, I mean
they go for what's available, and there's so many. I mean, was he rescuing the squirrels in the nude? I mean, just there's so many questions as to how they would get to your junk. They normally just will bite you literally anywhere that there's skin.
Also, I'm going to tell you right now, if something like that ever happens to me, I'm not taking to the tabloids. To let everyone know, hey, I've gotten bit on the tip by a flea.
The worst part is this isn't the worst press he's gotten over the last couple of months either.
Yeah. He also noted that he's spent a lot of money keeping his furry new friends happy and well-fed. Like, squirrels would be awesome pets because they're very cool-looking creatures that can jump from thing to thing, and they're acrobatic.
Yeah,
and
they're too brave. I like squirrels.
Climb up your back and then just down your chest.
But they're awful.
They're jerks. They're little jerks.
They're too brave. I am a human. Quit attacking my feet. On every campus, there are way too many brave squirrels. Way too many. I can punch you. I am a human. Quit attacking me.
Why are you trying to punch the squirrels?
Yeah,
what is wrong?
Because they're attacking me.
I hope you get attacked by squirrel fleas. I hope they bite you on your penis.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Audrey Rotten.
Audrey Rotten.
On air.
So, more than a third of adults are hiding money from their romantic partner. Checking in here?
I'm just actually just still thinking about just getting bit on the tip by fleas. I'm sorry.
All right. So a poll of more than 2,000 Americans who are in relationship reveals 37% have a secret coffer of extra funds. These respondents are hiding away an average of $2,006, which seems oddly specific. All the secrecy may be due because of their differing views on money. One poll survey finds 62% believe the statement opposites attract is true, especially when it comes to finances. And so they're squirreling money away. And not telling their significant other.
Oh, yeah. No, I know my husband has a money that I don't even know about.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How much do you think it is?
A lot more than probably that I know.
Do you think it's in the range of the $2,000 or more than that?
More.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's hiding it from you? Why would he hide it from you?
I just don't think that he tells me what he saves.
Is that just wishful thinking? I like to think that my wife has a secret bank account as well that's just loaded with tens of thousands of dollars should we need it. But who are we kidding?
No, he does. But it's because
he's
like a doomsday prepper kind of person. He's like got like all of these like water bottles and like Flint and Tinder in our garage.
Doomsday
and
hits. Money's not going to matter.
But like the actual doomsday of like if I die, he's going to be okay.
Oh. Well, I just have a life insurance policy.
That's
similar,
standard,
I guess.
But yeah. Okay, yeah.
Ian, do you hide money?
Yes.
Is your girlfriend still watching?
I don't care at this point. Yeah, I'm hiding money. Yeah, I've been hiding money for years.
How much? Like hundreds, thousands,
thousands,
tens of thousands,
close to tens of thousands.
Really?
Yes, close to tens of thousands. Cash.
Oh, cash.
And then what do you plan to use it for?
I want to buy an island or something. I don't know.
All right.
Something.
Let me know that.
What do you mean? Like, I feel like Dave was getting, can we also, Dave was getting very invasive with those questions. Like, I don't want people to know, like, how much money we've got, like,
yeah, squirreled
away.
Are you going to rob me?
Right?
What the hell?
Is that invasive? No, we're talking about the story. It's what we're doing. We're talking about the story.
How much money you got saved?
Not any money. That's why I need to rob
way
you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada.